It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I'm joined by...
Yeah. I've been waiting for this moment to intro my new intro, yeah? It's Kazim Jamal.
Hey, man. So, anticlimactic! And to the left,
Ask if Bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
It's me. Come on. How are we feeling, people? Before we get into the listeners' question, how are we feeling?
Tired.
Parenting tired or life tired?
Just, I can't wait to die.
God damn. Whoa. So nihilistic.
I'm joking, boys. I'm joking.
You ain't made no plans?
To die?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good, man.
I'm actually scared of dying.
I was going to go into some medical stuff, but I'll spare you.
No, go on, hit me with it.
No, just it's the cycle of life.
That's the medical stuff.
Yeah. Every...
I can be a doctor.
Give it a go. Every time we born a child, we're guaranteeing another death. Isn't that crazy?
What stats are those?
100%.
It's 100%.
Every time someone's born, you're guaranteed another death.
How do you know? I bet you someone's been born and worldwide that no one has died.
No.
Not a fucking chance.
I get what you mean.
And he's the one in education.
I was like, what's this guy on?
I mean, safeguarding. Yeah. I understand. That person is going to die.
Yeah. I just thought, because during my first year of when I started working, I started on pediatrics, so like the start of life, I was with neonates and stuff like that in incubators, and then the next year was geriatric. Like
rubbing them.
Yeah, rubbing them down with the towel, and then the next place was geriatric, so people at the end of their life, and
Ashkash,
seeing people pass away. So it just created, and I was like, that is the cycle of life, that's literally... Those two plays for those 8 months were seeing it all.
Yeah, but I know what the cycle of life is. I thought he was going to hit me with some like profound information.
It was profound. You didn't get it. It startled you.
Okay, cool. Wordplay. All right, semantics, whatever. Yeah, but I thought he was going to hit me with some actual bars. Like some knowledge about death that I didn't know. Would alleviate my fear. You didn't alleviate my fear of dying. You just told me.
No, I just told you to expect
you just told me. You just told me, well done. You birthed a son. That's gonna one day, you and everyone else.
That
the plan is that you won't be here.
Me feel better.
You won't be here. That's the plan.
I still don't feel any better.
Oh well, I tried
about dying.
I tried. I love to see this guy at the ward.
I tried. You know, this guy, you got to join me halfway. That's my attitude on the ward. Join me halfway.
Hey, so you got about a month left, but the good news is that's 30 days.
See, and then convert that to hours, then minutes, then seconds. Yeah,
most of your condition, they die within a week. So, well, why are you crying? Do what I tried.
Why are you crying, bro? You're wasting your time. You only got a week. Go enjoy yourself.
Mike's 4 pumps into CPR. Well, I tried.
Oh, nah.
Time of death, call it.
At least give it 8.
Call it.
Be ambitious.
But they're like, Mike, this is just the dummy we practice on. He's like, ah, fuck it. He's done. He's done, I can tell.
Oh, man. That's many years on the field, man. get hardened.
You get boners.
Imagine.
Oh my goodness. I knew you had to take it somewhere. They didn't need to go.
Get boners at dead people.
No.
You're nasty.
Nasty! Nasty, nasty, nasty.
As long as you don't put them in the dead people.
He probably does.
Oh my goodness.
He probably does.
Oh, what do they call that? There's a word for that nasty
necrophilia.
Stuff. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, and I'm in education.
Oh, well, I'm not going to get every word.
That's egregious.
Oh, shit, he's spoiling us now. That's going to be the title of my new hour. Agreed. I've not written it, but I just want it to be.
It should be justice for prayer.
Oh,
just change justice shit. For prayer. Or maybe we'll be crying in Wandsworth. Anyway, anyway, let's get into a listener's question.
Yep, let's go.
Hey, man, so we all know how babies are conceived.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the birds and the bees. That's a story we're long past. We know
make
how
babies by making your willy happy.
There we go. And then pew 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 pew, shoot up the club. And
Mike's
then
penis is from the girl.
Huh?
I said Mike's penis is from the girl.
Shoot up the club.
Is that how you actually ejaculate?
No, I could say East London, and then
that's a classic.
Who was that again?
Posty, Graham Daly.
Say East London, Jesus.
Why? Look like him.
Oh, come on, allow it.
He's got a name, don't he?
Yeah. So that's a big
you
rivalry
look like
there.
Him, man.
Yeah, you know, all our West African brothers, man.
We you should know. Call you Maley.
Mate. No, hey man, if I can get that Graham Daly money, I'll run it still. So
how do you look like Posty and Eddie Abreu at the same time?
Hey, wake the fuck up! This is shit.
So we had a dilemma.
Yeah, we do have a dilemma. Hey, birds and the bees.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? So this listener has been very frank of us, so thank you for writing in and telling us your dilemma, man. So they had a blow-up mattress, you know, old school, and they wanted to baptize. Their words, not mine. Baptize. They wanted to christen this new mattress. So her and her partner, hey, man, they blew it up in the living room. They put the coffee table to the side. They spread everything out and got to banging and clanging. They got to bonking. They got to that skinny pop pop. Hey! The cheeks are being clapped. They thought they could do this in confidence because their 6-year-old daughter had been gone to bed. Been and gone to bed. But hey, 6-year-olds, hey, children don't always sleep the way through.
Mm-mm.
Especially if you're clanging and banging. Maybe the octaves are too high. You don't know how much you were screaming. You've got a child in the house. You're screaming at the child, wasn't there. So then the child now comes down the stairs, looks into the living room, and catches them in action. Not just in action, before he was about to bust.
Oh, no!
Amen. And then now they're scrambling for their clothes, they're trying to cover themselves. And obviously 6-year-old's not dumb. She knows something was happening down there. She don't understand why you're trying to sleep downstairs. You got a perfectly good bed upstairs. Probably in a bedroom with a lock on it. But you're out here in the living room with no lock, getting caught slipping.
No lock, just cock.
No lock, just cock. Hard cock. What's that? Under the A.
Why
so
you say hard cock?
Just to make it known. That it was firm.
Hard cock.
It was erect. Anyway. I don't know if you don't have to disclose ever been caught in such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, we could talk figuratively. How would we react to certain situation? So I'm only going to you because you've got an older daughter who is of an age where she probably would recognize what banging and clanging is. But have you been caught slipping?
Been close to being caught. My son's kind of caught me.
Are you free to elaborate?
doing what it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hard cock.
Hey. You rose it. Mm-hmm. You rose it.
Doing my thing.
Hey, come on.
Rose the machine.
Hey. Was that an acceptable time though? Is it when night time. So you thought baby's asleep now? That's the assumption.
Doing my thing.
Mm.
Which means
handling business.
Bang average performance.
Come on.
What strong four?
The rest
what,
of
out of what?
Out of 10.
At parts,
wow.
At times, yeah.
Let the team carry you.
Yeah. Like, if you put it in football terminology, I'm not tracking back.
Well, you letting your man just run past you?
Yeah,
wow. But you come active when you got the ball to your feet.
Hey, my brother, but I can put it top bins Marcus Rashford on the weekend.
Hey! Hey! You got the techers if need be.
Mm.
But you don't got the desire.
I got a big contract.
Hey, you got comfy. You got baby there already, so you're comfortable. That's it.
Got a big contract.
You got a long contract.
Long contract. You got 8-year deal.
I got a Ted Bowley contract.
Hey, you got that Chelsea contract.
Billion bowl job contract.
Wow.
finished up. So like, if man's facing like this way.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like. And Cot is here.
Yeah.
Do my thing. Did it. Duh. Yeah. And I turn here. My son's just looking for revenge.
Yeah. And
I said, dude. Brother, like normally when you wake up, you cry, you make a noise, you try and say something. Today,
he was shocked.
Today you was just silent.
He thought you were probably beating his mum.
What do you mean? I was. Do you mean like violent?
Yeah, he probably didn't understand what was going on.
It wasn't violent. Like that.
It was consensual violence.
Consensual, hey. She asked me to strangle her. She asked me.
Well, no, there was none of that. None of that. But yeah, and then previously, like doing the stuff, and just heard footsteps coming from the other bedroom.
Mm.
And obviously, like this is early doors in a relationship, brother. I've never jumped out of some vagina so fast in my life.
Wowza!
I jumped out so fast under the covers. I think I broke my cock.
Yo,
where I jumped front ways.
What? So the footsteps came towards the door, the bedroom door.
I heard the door. Oh, I jumped out. So
you didn't
fast.
Lock the door.
No lock on the door.
You got a lock on the bedroom door.
We got locks on. Yeah. Well, since the renovation, yeah.
Oh, is it? No. It's the only bathroom door.
Oh, Kelly.
Wow.
So.
Okay. What?
He's gonna say it until you hear it.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I'm mad. I'm gonna find out when I listen back.
You're mad. Why are you mad?
Cause I want to know now.
My mind's telling me no.
Listen to your body.
But my body's telling me lock this door and don't let her out.
Oh, hot shit! Hot shit! But so you would that make it more thrilling though, knowing that you could get caught
by a kid, Mike?
No, okay. You took
fucking hell, Mike.
You're the one that had sex with a kid in the house, and now I'm the bad guy. That's wild.
Where the fuck else is a kid meant to be? In the garden?
Yeah, with the gnomes. Yeah.
Fucking hell, Mike.
Oh god.
Oh yeah, the kids might catch us. Oh, I'm feeling. Does that make you Randy?
Yeah, that's a bit mad still.
Yeah, it's mad, Mike.
That's a bit mad.
Don't pull that one back.
I've had sex in public.
No defense.
I had sex in public areas. That was quite thrilling. I was got caught by the police once.
Really? They should catch their own, man. Mad men. Yeah. At your duty, hey. Hey, that's criminal.
But yeah, I guess it happens.
It does happen. But then, would you? What about if you're on the point where you're gonna finish? You're at the point where, you know, the whole reason you're here is to get to that point, isn't it? And now you're at that point. Now you've got an offspring.
Well, and it's too late.
They're walking in at the moment. You felt you know when you get the signal that, oh, okay, it's time to go. You got the signal.
Have you got to jump under the covers and ruin the sheets?
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. If you pull out at the wrong time, you're making a real mess.
In the living room as well.
That becomes a talking point. What's that? Oh my God. Oh God.
That's what you could have been.
That's you. 3 years ago.
That's how it really could end it for you.
That's your brother.
They're a sibling right there.
That's all men and your brothers and sisters.
Hey, that's what's that? That's me. That's a whole lot of savings.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what you do. Yeah, I think it's an in-game decision.
Yeah,
of course. That's what I'm saying.
You can go into the game with your tactics, but once the game starts playing,
yeah.
But you got to know where your tactics will sort of angle towards.
Especially more preparation.
When the time comes, it's like bang. Because I can't have that attitude when it comes to, you talked about CPR earlier. I can't be like, well, I'll decide what I'll do under the pressure. I kind of got to know going into the CPR. Yeah. The game plan. So with this,
I think the main thing is that you obviously don't shoot over the kid.
Yeah, you don't want your kid to see anything.
You don't want your kid to see semen.
Yeah. So you got to stay under the covers then. You got to keep it under the covers.
You just got to ruin the bedsheet, man.
But were they
upstairs or downstairs?
Sleep in a damp spot.
They were doing the thing in the living room, so downstairs. So the kid must have come down the stairs and obviously...
Yeah, they're reckless. They've got a whole bedroom to be doing this in.
And who gets 100%. That excited over a blow-up bed and you want to christen it?
That you'll probably even give to visitors that come anyway.
Yeah, that's the nasty thing.
Yeah.
So you're christening a blow-up bed you know what we're going to use. It's for your relatives. So when your mother-in-law comes over Christmas, that's what you're going to offer her. That's mad.
And also, a blow-up bed is not practical for fornicating.
I don't think I've ever done it on the blow-up because...
Well, you've been on a blow-up
bed. No, for that reason.
Right,
okay. I'm just trying to sleep on this.
The bed that's at the comfortable height, you're like, nah, not interested in that. Let's go down real low to the floor.
Yeah, what's the point? You might as well just bang on a sofa.
Yeah, these people are randy. I hope their kid's traumatized.
Yeah, that could be a lot of therapy, man. Six, you know, it's not even like it's like. Real young,
you have to have a serious conversation with your kid because they can't go to school the next day and talk about what they just saw.
Oh, 100%. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo, man. Yeah. Kids could get bullied, and they provided their own bullying essentially. If you go in and you start saying that my parents got. Well,
yeah, it's bad parenting.
Banging and clanging.
It's bad parenting.
Woo! So, what advice? Is that what we're going to say? Hey, you a bad parent? And leave it as that?
Yeah, you just got to be more precaution next time, innit?
Oh, yeah, I would be fuming, though.
What if you got...
What if you're about to finish, you got caught.
And my nut is ruined.
Yeah, you get...
Like, you might have to ground the kid.
What, for coming in at the wrong time?
Why are you coming downstairs for?
What, so they have heard the banging and clanging and just been like, oh,
What do you think it was a robber? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you gonna do?
Collect information, be a witness.
Hey, you saw what I was doing. Yeah. I know what I was doing. Congratulations. Now both our nights have been ruined. Thanks a lot.
Grounding a kid for spoiling your nut, for cop blocking, for nut blocking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that kid needs to be in bed.
Respect.
I'm breaking all your toys now.
This is why kids get put up for adoption.
Because they're nut blockers.
Foolishness like this.
Yeah, to nut block is crazy.
You have to let your kids know. Like, I don't have to have you here. You know?
Woo!
Goddamn.
Woo!
Like, this is a choice.
Woo!
Do it again and see what happens to you, fam.
On that Kanye
see all that West stuff on the floor. I can have more than that.
Woo!
These are wild sayings. I got this idea now with these kids just in bed, just hearing their parents just whacking away and just being like...
Big man thing though, I want one of my like behaviour management tactics for like when my son's older, like 12 or whatever, 12, 13, 14, them kind of ages. If
yeah.
He's acting up, just be like, big man, like, I swear down, bro, if you carry on to that, I'm going to fuck your mum, I swear down.
That is, you a sick individual.
Like, pattern up in the arm, I'm going to fuck your mum.
You're a sick. Yeah, there's some people that are sick that can't.
Joking, man. I'm not going to say that to my son, obviously. Say it to his sister. Joking!
You sick!
Joking.
You
joking.
Sick! Hey, you know, that is a bad faux pas. To get caught lacking like that is a bad faux pas. There's got to be a lot of therapy you got to do. You got to speak to your child. They may need therapy separate from you parents. And, hey, man.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Was that from not
what I'm
worth
hearing,
it?
It's not worth it. First of all, we didn't buy a block bed.
Look at that people coming around.
At this age.
Hey.
Yeah. I take that back. We got a block bed.
we have block beds.
I take it back. I just thought it was something funny to say.
We're just stunning on the pod.
Yeah. we got a block bed. But also, I've never once looked at a block bed and said, yeah, man, wants to walk out on that, yeah?
But then sometimes people, especially in relationships...
Like, what have you got in your house? You must have done absolute bare minimum.
But then maybe they've done it everywhere else. Who cares if they've done it everywhere else?
You get to age, you just got to stop having sex on different things. Just have sex in your bed, did it?
But some people are like adventurous. Like, oh, no, we're missing the spot.
A block bed is not adventurous.
They're bored.
Yeah, I know they're bored. But then they're like, we need to try to
hate each other.
Keep the spark going.
They hate each other.
I'm old school.
Done the shower.
Penis in the vagina. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Ah!
This mother and father despise each other.
You think it's hate?
I think they can't stand each other's guts.
So they'd rather just
so
risk
they saw
it all.
A block bed and like that's probably what they were doing to save the relationship.
Probably was.
And that's abysmal.
Probably was.
That... You lot suck.
Oh my goodness.
That could have been Last Chance Saloon.
I hope it was. I hope that was Last
and
Chance.
The kid ruined it for them.
Good. You don't deserve it to be with each other.
Woo!
A block bed, have you no shame?
Hey man.
What kind of core strength have you got?
Hey, no, people trying to get any way they can.
They need to stop.
Who can stay on a block bed?
the fitness is crazy, you're right.
That bed is moving everywhere.
Yeah.
You've got one person on the bed.
That's real gymnastics, you know.
If you're on a block bed, yeah, and you're this way, yeah, and you're like, oh, dead down. I really want to roll onto the other side. Bro, like, that's a mission.
Oh yeah, it's
like, you have to calculate like what you're about to do. You could commit suicide.
Or murder.
Or murder. Someone's on the bed, you could commit murder,
Fendi,
bro.
Yeah, Fendi facts. Block bed murder, yeah.
Bro, you had to blow it up. Your wife's mouth's already tired now.
Hey man.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Who's doing hard labour before they walk out, bro?
Jeez.
Imagine you had to make that like, change the sheets before you had to walk out. Afterwards, I'm not doing that, bro.
You won't be interested.
Fam, that my shoulders hurt. Lactic acid in my shoulders, bro. I'm in the sheets, grabbing corners. Think I've got time. I'm just getting in bed.
It's long.
So blow up a bed. And if not, if it's not blow up, it's...
Hey, the fuck
do you know
pumps.
How much time?
It gets the blood pumping, though.
But no, you have to keep the randiness. Whilst you're doing this, yeah?
That's true.
Darren, you're my partner, yeah? When this bed's fucking up. When this bed's up. I swear to God, you'll get... Hold on 1 second. The tubes come out. We're losing air! Anyway, where was I? Yeah, I get you on this bed, yeah?
A condom not next to the bed could kill momentum.
A condom in general could kill the momentum.
A condom in general, a well-placed condom could kill momentum. Blow up a whole bed.
That's dedication to the sex, though. As you just explained, hey, if you can do that and still have a good time.
Hey, when I get this fucking bed done, yeah, you better be ready to rock and roll. I hope you're lubricated because this is gonna give you a fucking traction burn when you get on this. There's no sheet on it, nothing. It's just straight PVC and me, yeah?
Hey,
get on this bed, hey. And all you're gonna hear is skin just rubbing on it. Hey, we're gonna need some Vaseline, yeah? Because
hey, come on, hey.
This guy's done this before. He's
been that didn't just come from nowhere.
And then you do all that and you're like pushing it. Okay, it's not even done yet, but
that's why the kid woke up.
All the pumps.
The kid's really been there the whole time.
You finally get to the last pump. All right, girl, you ready? Oh, shit, it's time for work. All right.
These animals.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true, yeah. Fine. Stick to your bed, man.
That's it.
Stick to your bed. Lock the door. Try be quiet. Play a show in the background.
I can't get over this lock on the door.
Lock on the door. So you never, when you grew up, never lock on the door.
Where's the locks? Inside or outside of the room?
Inside.
Oh.
If the door is closed, it means do not open it.
Yeah, a little knock.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to...
I was a victim of the knock push from my mum.
What? On your door?
It's been opened.
Here's a question. Have you been caught by one of your parents bashing? Fam, one time, yeah.
No,
I just had to unfurl the nut in my boxes, bro.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I just had to just be like, what are you doing in there? I'm just... Nothing. Yeah, what are you doing in there? I'm just cleaning the aerial.
I'm pretty sure
wild.
I probably fall asleep mid
for real,
and I probably just while I was wishful thinking, just remix the situation. But what I think is that it ain't happened.
Hey, secret
you can't
time.
See you like that.
Secret time, yeah. I remember when I was probably about 18, 19 years old.
The second, that's such a dumb thing.
I fell asleep on the sofa, yeah.
Yeah.
Like at my mum's.
Babe station.
No. This is like midday. I just fell asleep on the sofa.
Mm.
And obviously, my mum's in the living room as well.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I had a massive burn.
So dumb. So dumb.
Hard cock.
Yeah, the hard cock. That would be a pod title, but I don't know if we'll get away with it. Go on.
Just put asterisks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole...
Hard chicken.
Yeah, hard chicken.
Did you have... sometimes people have like little duvets or blankets?
Nah, I was just on the sofa. Tracksuit like this, bro.
Jesus.
It's had raging boner, bro.
How did you navigate? Did you do the flip thing where the helmet comes up the top?
It was a hot second before I noticed. My mum woke up on the sofa, like, stretching.
And then boners as well.
They don't relent.
They don't go away.
Yeah.
Every movement of your trousers just aggravates them. It's like, oh yeah. It's just like, no, really? Oh yeah. Really? Oh, yeah.
Why are you talking, bro?
What do you guys prefer, yeah? To waistband it or to send it down a side?
Waistband.
Yeah, waistband. Yeah, always. Yeah. Always.
Because I like to waistband it.
Because it becomes so uncomfortable that then it's like, this is going away now.
Yeah, I like the feel of it on the side of my leg.
Oh, ego stroke.
Yeah, man. Come in my sock.
Nasty!
Why are my socks wet?
Nah, I've never...
Both of them wet.
Daft. You're daft. You're stupid.
Why's my pocket moist?
Dumb.
I've never had a parent call me. It wasn't even something I really did.
I was going to say, do you bash, bro?
No.
You strike me as someone who doesn't.
Just doesn't do anything for me.
What do you mean, bro?
What do you mean?
I think because when you're doing that, you can either be the penis or the hand. I think he thinks of himself as the hand. So he's just stroking a penis. He's like, I don't like that.
That's where he dissociated it. But like,
what do you mean, bro? Have you been 13?
Yeah.
What did you do?
read books about boners. That's where the doctor.
Well, actually, you know what? No, never read books about it. But
all right, in your life, how many times have you masturbated?
No.
Yes, he has a number.
No, I don't have a number. But I was just thinking, it's in double figures.
Is it less than 100?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Less than 100?
Easy, yeah.
What?
Easy.
What?
You've masturbated less than 100 times in your life.
Between 10 and 99. I don't know what in that, but yeah, easy.
That's disgusting.
That's mad.
You're gay. And not like...
Oh, here's a disclaimer. Here's a disclaimer.
Like, I'm not saying you're gay. I'm not saying that you're gay like gay people, because I rate them.
This is the worst.
I don't rate you. For not masturbating.
It's wild.
I know lesbians that have wanked off more cocks than you, bro.
Probably, yeah.
Like, how are you not masturbating, bro?
You don't do nothing for me.
What do you mean it doesn't do nothing for me?
What should you do as a teenager?
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying I did it then, but it just didn't.
Yeah, but
it just
you're saying between, bro, between 10 and 99.
Between 13,
never, up to, yeah, up
between
to about
13 and 16, it should be 100 times a year.
That's a crazy statistic.
Yeah, that's what
but it never did anything for me. It's
52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. There's
so it's just, twice a week.
There's 365 days for the year.
No doubt.
Just 65 days in a year.
It didn't do anything.
Listen,
it's
soon.
Wait, it never, you didn't wank twice a week.
I was putting Ronaldo Messi numbers.
Oh, hot shit.
You don't touch his face.
It's like two people were caught in the second hand.
All right, games played, wanks had. They were.
Oh, one and one.
But
you never done.
It was part of my daily routine.
It was like Kevin De Bruyne and Haaland.
It was like, I had a long day.
Henry and Birkin.
I had a long, stressful day at school, not doing any work. And it's like, it's night time now. How am I going to go to work? That was my life.
My life was teenage, yeah, come home, play a bit RuneScape.
Fuck off.
So what happened when
fuck
like?
Fuck off!
I've never finished.
Wait! I just realised.
Yay! Another game, people, because I rate it.
Yes, I realised. I realised something.
I think RuneScape.
Yay!
Wait, you're an only child. You're an only child.
Yeah, I'm.
For all intents and purposes, I was more or less an only child.
Good at the age gap. Yeah.
You had...
Yeah, I'm one of four.
Did you always share a room with someone?
Yeah, growing up, always.
Ah, see, there you go.
Oh, no, never had a...
The mind doesn't get to own, wonder.
Own room till I was... Till I came back from uni, actually.
Yes, you see, that's... Never. That's a, mm.
Never
because...
Never. My, nah, brother, you're gay.
Because my thing was a reflex. It was like... My mum was like, all right, I'm just going to Tesco.
What? Going to Tesco?
That's... 2 hours.
Bruv, I'm loading shit up on the computer.
That's
already.
About 2 hours.
Don't get me wrong, I'll watch it. I'll go watch it, but it never did it.
Hold on. You'd watch it and do what?
Under what? Just watch it.
Just watch it.
That actually makes you a pervert.
No, I didn't like that.
That actually makes you a pervert.
That's crazy.
That actually makes you a full pervert.
If we're not stroking, you gotta be stroking something. You can't just enjoy it. Before you enjoy it, you better touch yourself.
You're a Netflix series, I'll watch it. You watch it start to finish.
When
do you stop watching it then?
I bet you watched the intro.
No. I like,
you gotta got watch it to get the concept of what's happening.
No, you gotta get the concept, obviously. If it's the fireman, oh shit, I'm here.
You don't watch the whole intro.
But no. It's like, you get enough of a gist. Let me just skip ahead into it.
Yeah, and then you watch,
get
you
the
watch
first penetration.
Watch the bit you want to see.
No, you must get first penetration.
What, when it goes in?
The first time.
Any subscribers we have, we're going to lose them. We're talking about a gay pervert.
All right, we could do some parenting stuff.
Yeah. We've got way.
I don't rate you.
we've gone way off track.
Right.
We've gone way off track. Let's bring it back.
Less than 100 times.
Yeah, man.
Grow up.
Oh, man. Never did anything for me, man. Never did it.
I don't understand that sentence. Have you ever stroked your own penis?
Of course I have.
So how is it not doing anything for you?
Because it just doesn't... I've never finished with my wife.
Have you ever done... What?
I've never.
There's more mad discovered. Each time I feel, let's move
I've
on.
I've never.
He says something madder.
Never. That's why it doesn't do anything.
You say you don't know how to wank.
Well, maybe I don't. Basically. Maybe I don't. Maybe
show
I don't.
Me how you do it. That's the, pretend it's
there. Oh, sorry, this is, oh.
Pretend it's there. Pretend
and
it's
I'm
there.
The pervert. I'm not
pretend it's, no, this is the real BBL. This is the real black brotherhood lecture, bro. How?
Like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's weird.
Okay.
That's weird.
Did you use
that's
any weird. Lubricant?
From time to time.
Time to time, you fucking savage, bro.
But hey, you're circumcised. You need to be doing that, bro.
Yeah, from time to time. But it wasn't always a go-to. But that never made a difference.
That is so bush.
To the outcome.
What?
Never did it. I'm telling you, bro.
Know, the first time I put... Bro, remember, you know the Vaseline that comes in like gel form?
Well, like
I don't need any...
Oh, shit. Right. You use strip bareback.
I'm hooded up.
You got your natural
so you
moisture.
So you don't need moisturizer?
Nah. Because I've got the natural just movement in the... This is a mad pod.
Hey, man, we're going to go to minus subscribers, man. Because this is way. But never. Just to summarize for me, never did anything for me. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Never. Just that's a summary. So those were my teenage years.
So I was four. So that means you're not.
Man said he came home and played RuneScape.
RuneScape, yeah, year 8, year 9. That was my thing, boy.
Do you know what RuneScape is?
I haven't got an idea. But
it's fucking dead.
No, it's a sick game. Man.
No, it's not.
It is a sick game.
That's mad.
Millions of people can't be wrong.
They can.
Can't.
Well,
but let's bring this back to parenting.
It's my son's birthday today.
Hey. 1-1-1 bullet. How did you guys mark it?
Didn't really do anything today. Yesterday though, we went to Harlow, where obviously my hometown. Went to Pets Corner, which is like a petting zoo. They didn't touch any of the animals. Don't need him getting diseases. He hasn't got all of his jabs yet.
Yeah.
he can still catch one of them Victorian or medieval diseases. I've got to take him for his jabs tomorrow, actually.
Nice.
It's first time I'm taking him for his jabs, so.
Well, did you get time off specifically for his birthday?
No. What today?
No, for what? For the jabs and stuff?
Oh, jabs I had to because they only do a clinic on Tuesdays, which is flipping annoying. So I'm taking that. But yeah, took him to petting zoo, then went to my mum's and just had food and had a cake, little banner, but it's more for us. No one wants to do a full-blown party.
Yeah, I was about to ask this, because I think for the second child, there seems to be this tendency that you don't do the big bells and whistles.
Not for the first birthday party, though. Because that is for the parents.
For the first birthday.
That is for the parents. That's us.
Woo!
That's us showing everyone. Hey, this is us. This is it. This is us as a family. Yeah. We're having a good time.
Did you do that for Zadie or was it a pandemic?
First birthday was big party out in the garden. Her birthday's like summertime, isn't it? So yeah, in the garden, a hot day, wicked. Let's have a great time. Bring your kids.
Great time. So you did the big shebang,
three.
But
big three.
Zavi's just going to the zoo.
He's. He won't get a birthday pie until he says, I want a birthday pie.
But why the change? That's what I'm curious about. What was it between yourself and Omi that was like, you know, we're going to do something a bit more low-key
this
time?
He doesn't have mates. It's his first birthday.
But then Zadie didn't have mates.
No, I think Nomi did more like play groups and stuff. So she had little baby mum friends who had kids.
Got you.
So, his second birthday probably have something a bit more. Then by third birthday, that's when they're like, I want to go soft play, I want to do something. Whereas Zadie's like talking about her birthday from now.
Wow. So it's from two onwards, it starts.
Yeah, that's when they're just like, it's my birthday. Is it my birthday? No, it's Savvy's birthday. Okay.
So she was her birthday today?
She's like, oh, is it my... No, she's like, it's Savvy's birthday. So she knows it's his birthday, but then my sister gave her a late Christmas present. On Zavi's, but I said, don't give it to her now.
Yeah.
No, so it'd be fine. She'll understand that it's for Christmas. She won't. She won't. She's going to think it's for her birthday. Or she's going to present because it's Zavi's birthday.
Yeah.
No. And they go, oh, this is a late Christmas present. And then she's like, for my birthday? I was like, yeah, I told you. She's two. She's this is a birthday. There's birthday stuff everywhere. And yeah. And a present.
Did your sister have kids?
Yeah, she. My daughter's like, 22.
In a year and a half that I've been doing this, is that people always try and say shit like when they don't have kids. Right. Like, oh, I'll be fine. It's like, no, I'm telling you, yeah. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not.
There's two people. It's the ones who haven't got kids and ones who had kids ages ago.
Yeah.
They can't remember, like, so, long time.
Yeah, long time. The kids are in their
20s. Do you know what I always find
funny? I used to do this with my kids. It's like.
Is when someone watches your kid and then when you return to pick that kid up, they tell you all the stuff that you already knew they could do.
Yeah, they're kind of like surprised.
They're like, oh, he can throw the ball. And I was like,
yeah,
I know.
Mm.
I see him every day.
I kind of
don't know if you know that.
Kind of know this kid.
Yeah.
I've been around.
I've met him.
He can walk now. Yeah, no, really? Oh, shit. Didn't know that. Did you teach him that?
Oh, shit. Talk about walking. Yeah. Our son took 2 steps.
Come on, bullet.
Only I saw it. It was just pissing me off. So
oh, and he's not done it since?
Not done it since.
Ah.
See, I would have thought that would have made you happy.
No, because everyone just thinks I'm a liar. Everyone thinks I'm just being that guy who's just like, embellished.
He's amazing, he can.
Yeah, and it's just like, nah. Okay, I'm a hater. Yeah, I was doing the laundry, and he was holding on to the drying rack. And he can stand, but he doesn't know he can stand. Like he's done it like so many times, accidentally, just like he's been distracted, taking his hands off.
Yeah, that's what happened with my son.
Yeah, he's getting mad about something. He's like, standing up and then just holds on to something again.
Mm.
But without any kind of unsteadiness.
Yeah, wobbling, yeah.
Yeah, so he can stand, but he just doesn't know that. So then I was in the laundry, in the basket, and he's holding the dry rack. He's looking at me and then he just took his hand off it and then decided he's going to go like these two like robotic steps. And I thought, how do I calmly
get the camera off.
To come into the room, and my way of doing that was to go, oh, Naomi!
Sadly does it.
Yep, and this boy just looked at me and then just kind of just collapsed onto his ass as Naomi came into the room. I was like, she's like, what? I was like, Zavi, he just walked. But she's just like, oh, are you sad that you think like I'm upset that you missed it? Go, no, he's just sat down. Like, no, you think I'm lying.
Your reaction should say, this was genuine.
Yeah, but so he hasn't done it since. He's done me dirty. So
he did you dirty. That's what these babies can do, man.
But yeah, he's not incentivized to stay upright.
Yeah.
As soon as he's quick at crawling as well. So
oh, like, so he's sped up with that now.
He just drops on his knees and just.
I feel like babies go like, why am I doing that? Like, this is such a proficient way of getting around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because they're slower when they walk.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's hard to convince them this is the mode of transport.
Yeah. Bro, my son tried to run in the supermarket today.
Bro.
Yeah, I saw it with my...
Run as in run away?
No, just like, man forgot himself.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he tried to run.
Oh, I forgot he's new to the walking.
And the way, like, God bless the fact that he's got this reaction.
Yeah.
Because it would have ended poorly. Wow. I would have had to switch up the flex real quick, being like, the floor is wet!
Like, compensation!
And he tried to run and he dropped, and I was like, yeah, buddy, you're not there yet. Because his sister, I don't know if. Today, I don't know if she ate all the blue Smarties, but boy, she was in the supermarket, zooming up and down the aisles, for no reason, just to the other end. And kids love like this. Kids love this line of, watch this, watch me.
Yeah.
And it's just running.
Yeah, you're not doing.
There's nothing special.
I wrote a joke the other day. I was like, 90% of my time as a parent is spent going, wow. So bang average achievements. I love her to death, yeah. She got a bag, a pee bag, I got it from the Arsenal shop. It's just a little plastic bag they give you, but it's see-through and it doesn't really matter. But she takes it as a pee bag or a swimming bag, yeah. And then she picks it up in the house and she goes, look, I did this in front of everyone today in the change room. And I shit you not, yeah. She just swung the bag in a circle. And you know when, you know when you're like... go back to biting my toast now.
I'm not ready for that stage. Bruv,
it's nuts.
Brother!
It's because you're in your head, you're like, every part of me wants to go, so what?
Wait, what are you doing?
But you know, I've done enough research, read, and learning so that I am this child's world. And, yeah. And if I give the reaction of, wow. That may ruin her for life.
Hey, man.
So I've got to give it the, yeah? Okay. All
so
right.
I went half and half on the bag.
Yeah.
The bag one sent me.
She just went
like this. Have you seen the Jack D special when he's talking about the guy outside Hammersmith swinging a bag wrapped in his arm?
No.
So Jack D's got this bit where he's like, he's talking about someone special in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
Like before he did the Apollo, he's there, he's looking like, his trousers all scrunched up and whatever. He's just, got a plastic bag in his hand and he's swinging around like, he comes over to me, he's like, got a pound. Like that. Yeah. But like, so it wasn't like that, but she just goes, I did this in front of everyone in the change room. So I went like this, I went. and then she did it again. I went, what?
Nah.
Spread out. Like that, yeah. Sharice was going like, why are you mugging it for? And I'm like, no.
But does she know you're taking a piss, or does she think you're your daughter?
she thinks
you love it. Positive reinforcement. She's gonna show you more.
Brother.
She's gonna show you more.
To be fair though, it's cool that they show you shit, innit? Even though the stuff they show you is like kind of like whatever stuff, innit?
Yeah.
It just means they adore you as they
say. Yeah. And it's cool to them, innit?
Absolutely. You feel bad, that's been in her head for like half a day.
Yeah.
Done at school, she goes, I need to show you seeing this.
Yeah.
But what, kids probably leave out like key details. They probably do. They 100% do. Because she probably swung it and it was like a way cooler swing.
Yeah.
And she's probably got a mad crowd reaction.
Yeah.
Or someone else is swinging a bag and she's like, that's not how it's done. And swings.
Yeah.
Like,
there's so many.
Or four of them tried it, couldn't do it. It
couldn't
came
do
off their
it,
hands
yeah.
And she did
and
it.
She did it.
Yeah,
clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you've missed like pure detail in the story.
Mm.
Which is not your fault, but like, yeah.
That is mad.
But like, I can't wait for these kids to be like, even my son. Like, I'm in one time, I think I told you, I'm in one time, I started just trying to say words and stuff, innit, yeah. Like, how many times, bro, are you going to tell me like, this is a door?
this vocabulary is going to expand. It's going to expand.
Every time. Door? Door? Like, yeah, door. Good boy. Yeah, nice. Door! Then I'm pointing to something like, door? It's like, nah, brother, that's a light.
That's his world.
There's more to life than doors.
That's the paradigm he sees the world through.
Things
are either doors or not doors.
And then another one he does. I taught him
that's
about
how
the
I understand his world.
I taught him about the spud.
Oh, no.
But he says the wrong things when he spuds.
Mm.
So I'm going to spud you, yeah? That's what he does, yeah? Cheers.
Ah, oh.
I like it though.
He's confused.
I like it though.
He's confused.
I've got time for that.
Hey.
I've got time for a cheers.
Cheers.
Beers exchange. Hey.
I've got time for a cheers.
That's funny.
You gotta love these kids, man.
Almost definitely.
They're on to some next stuff, bro.
Nah, they're funny.
They are on their own, in their own dimension.
They're on different stuff.
My daughter's finding new ways to disrespect me as well.
Like, hot damn.
No, I just like, but it's like I said, it's always funny, and that's the fucked up thing is that I still as a parent, I haven't lost that. I can't be that's wrong.
Yeah,
just be mad. I'm still that kid in the back of the classroom.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be laughing. I'm gonna get sent out with you because I'm
laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, the amount of times Sheree's been like, I have three kids.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's yeah. And so what Zadie does, if I'm getting her ready, I might have just told her off. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If my head, if I'm on my knee and my head's like the same level as hers,
yeah.
This child, this 2.5-year-old child will rub my head and say, good boy.
Wow.
Nah.
We do not.
Wow.
We do not have a dog. We do not have a dog.
Wow. Why is she petting her father? She's
like, good boy. Good boy. You're a good boy. And I'm just like, I'm not, Zadie, I'm not a dog. And she's like, yes, you are. and that's the one that kills me. It's that there's no disrespect. It's just, you don't understand what's going on here. It's just like, that's how she's. So you can even think of this, like, Zadie, pick that up, or you're not having any chocolate. Yes, I am.
You lose your head. You want to bet?
It's like, wait, no, she goes, no, I will have chocolate, and just carries on doing what she's doing. I was like,
wow.
Like, you're always there, like, wait, is she actually still going to have chocolate?
Well, your discipline doesn't work.
Yeah, because she's not throwing a tantrum. It's not anything.
Wow.
It's just like, I'm going to take that away from you. You won't take it away from me. I just carries on. I was like, what kind of gangster bad man is this?
I'm about to say, your daughter is a gangster.
Yeah.
Imagine, police come, it's like, are you getting nicked? I'm not getting nicked.
Woo!
No, I'm going to carry on drinking my drink, actually.
That reminds you of that viral video.
Just come down to the station.
Where
they
shot the electric gun at that guy.
Did it?
Like,
dead.
We're about to do his workout.
How'd you look like that guy as well?
I wish I looked like that guy.
You look like so many people.
Hey, that feels racist.
You look like DeCorey as well.
What does DeCorey look like? Oh my god. From Everton. Everton.
Yeah.
Abdullah DeCorey. Nah, I think he's got more prominent cheekbones than I do.
You look like a lot of people.
Very, 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 very.
Yeah, man, gotta love these kids.
You do gotta love
worse.
These kids.
It gets worse, man. Like, Alani's in a.
We'll run up this one soon, by the way.
Yeah, venturing into the
Attitude era. WWE.
But
come on, like, Stone Cold.
It's only in the last maybe 2 weeks that I've caught the corn of it.
Oh, she started. So, because apparently, I think you've alluded to before that she'd give it to mum and you'd be the arbitrator.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. So but before now, it was kind of like we were a team.
You're right.
And then it was like, hold on a sec. Yeah, well, you got on a Juventus shirt. What's going on? yeah. And then, what did she say to me? She said something and I just looked at her and then she goes like this. I'm sorry.
She knew she messed up.
You look locked.
Mm-hmm. I put the look in time ago. I think I told you when I'd ask for somebody to refer it to me.
Mm.
And I'll just look at her with my arms to that until like the dots connected and she'd pick it up. But yeah, man, these kids are wild, man. But gotta love them. Gotta love them, man.
I haven't got the look sorted at all.
Like my son, too friendly.
My son even knows. My son will look back before he does something he's not meant to do.
Yeah.
So that he's not meant to climb on the sofa, innit?
Yeah.
So mum will put one leg up, look back and be like, is he looking? Okay, no, dickhead's not looking, and climb up.
But do you have a... I ain't got a look. I've got A.
Yeah.
I got A, and then he turns and...
I remember one time he was in my bag, right? And I was on my computer. I look over the side of the sofa, yeah, man's got bad things out my bag, yeah. And you know, like when you catch a kid, they don't know they've been caught?
Yeah.
So he's not looking. Let's go. Hey, what?
You made a meltdown, bam, surely.
Brother, the way.
Because I jumped and I do you to the shit.
The way, like, if this was all the stuff here, the way, man, I caught it was him. Hey, yo, I'm saying that my bag's here, yeah, this isn't. Hey, okay, shit, man.
He knew!
And then just started bawling, just started crying.
They love, they don't hear a word, and then when you tell them off, they start bawling. Yeah,
that's hey, man, why you going to shout for? Shit, man.
Yeah. Because I hate it to have to explain to us, like, I'm cross because you weren't listening. That's it.
Mm.
Always, this doesn't have to go like this. Always my words. I'm always having to. I feel like I'm using too many words for her. I wouldn't be able to just go back to the parenting I received where it was just, just
come on,
short noises,
looks, short noises, looks,
noises. That's it.
Threat of violence.
I'm having to use damn words all the time for these kids.
Got to speak.
Oh, Alani's gone into the zone of wise.
Wise.
Oh shit.
A lot of wise.
Damn.
Why do we have lips? Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Why is that?
Why aren't your teacher answering these questions?
Nah, be fair. You can't be in class asking why we've got lips. Like, this is maths. This is maths. Sit your ass down and shut up. No, so why we got lips?
Let me go say some random question from some newcomer like that.
Yeah.
And you're right, you're drawing, you're writing, and you're like
drawing.
Shut up, you pervert.
Oh my goodness.
You're writing. Maybe I was fucking drawing. I did GCSE art, yeah?
Come on. I did. Young Picasso.
Yeah. Someone said, so why from the back of the room, sir, why did we have lips? You like,
what the fuck
is he on? What's wrong? Yo, wait. Next time in the work meeting or any kind of like conference or anything, you go, any questions? Yes, you. Why do you have lips? They're like, oh, okay, sorry guys, questions related to what's happening. Oh, sorry, my bad.
I've always wondered.
Every time in the team meeting at work here, at the end of someone's presentation or whatever, yeah, they go, any questions? Every single time. I just cannot trust the kids I work with not to fulfill the answer properly. Like, they will do it properly. And anytime they go, any questions? So hard, I just want to say, what do we think of Tom? In an assembly, bro.
Imagine that.
You're giving kids set up detentions for like 4 or 5 kids.
That's funny.
I know more than that, bro. Yeah. Half the room will be like, shit! And then I can't promise that I won't say
the next part. Yeah, come on. Real bad, man. Well, let's round this episode up, man. Yes. That's been another episode of them late nights and then wet wipes. You know who I'd be. I've been Michael Akadiri. To the left has been...
My name's Kazeem Jamal, yeah? I rate gay people. I don't rate Michael. Okay.
It's been an episode of Revelations. And to the left.
It's Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace. Apologise now for all the pornographic material you heard. We will not do that again. Thank you. Take care. Disclaimer.